And we have Truett, Kathy, Nugget, Polly.
You get that one, Jim? Polly after your favorite sauce. Yep.
Waffle, Pickles, Dream, Sunday, Georgia, Small Fry, or Fry Guy, and Chunk.
No market salad, huh?
On today's episode, we're introducing you to the most adorable litter of puppies whose names were all inspired by Chick-fil-A. Yep, not only that, but these puppies are on a mission to change the world. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, I gotta say it, this episode is going to the dogs.
Oh, you love those puns.
I know.
You live for that.
Christian Peoples is one of the founders of Doodles Making a Difference, an organization putting puppies on a mission. This is so neat. Every time a puppy is purchased, 25% of the profit goes to Set Free, an organization that rescues children from slavery in India. Every puppy covers the cost of care for a child for 6 months. That is so neat. Christian, welcome to the show. How did you get started with this?
Well, about 3 years ago, for the first time ever, I heard about Set Free. Praveen was here from India. I believe it was his first time in America. And he came to our church and he shared about what he is doing in India. And just hearing the stories of the children enslaved just broke my heart. And to hear the stories of redemption just made my heart just want to sing. And I'm really grateful to have gotten to meet Praveen when he was here in America. And after he left, I just could not get the stories out of my mind. Honestly, it was a little bit frustrating because night after night after night, I would wake up and I would think about these kids and I would remember their little faces in the pictures that I had seen. And I would remember their little stories and I would think about the kids still enslaved and it would just break my heart. And I would like literally have to get up out of my bed and just go pray because I was traumatized by hearing their stories. And it was frustrating to me because it was like, Lord, like I am one person. I mean, why is this so heavy on my heart? What will I ever be able to do to be able to help these kids? I'm talking about like months went on that I just woke up and had to get out of bed and pray for the kids. And I just asked the Lord to give me ideas of knowing how to help them. At that time, I was already breeding dogs a little bit on the side. Just one night, the Lord was like, why don't you make this your, you know, this is already your passion, you know, breeding dogs ethically. You know, why don't you just kind of shoot for the moon?
At what point did you realize like, okay, this could work. This could be a thing where I can do what I love, but also help people around the world.
Yeah, I think just, you know, waking up night after night and praying, I was like, Lord, we could just do puppies on a mission. And my little puppies could change the face of India and rescue so many little ones. And so I just went for it.
It's such a unique idea. Is it? Is there anything like it out there that you know of? Or
no. Yeah, I feel like it is an original idea, and I feel like the Lord definitely gave me the idea. I mean, I love it. Just to think about sweet little puppies, you know, raised and bred ethically to touch the lives of children that, you know, our world sees them as untouchable is just unfathomable.
It really is. I have also worked very closely with Set Free. I want to share some of the incredible work they're doing in India specifically. So as of January 2020, they've helped rescue 30,000 children from slavery. Half of those have been reunited with their families, which is amazing. Just last year, in 2019, they rescued nearly 7,000 children.
and they help those children to thrive. They make sure they have food on the table, a place to call home, a chance to go to school, opportunity to know the Lord, and then an opportunity to really go on and hopefully change the future of a country. But what is it about this cause, Christian, that speaks so powerfully to your heart?
I love the ministry aspect of Set Free. I just love that these children are, they were considered worthless and they were looked at as nothing, and they were rescued and they're given a new life at the Set Free Children's Home.
You know, I blame Praveen because when you meet him, you have the privilege of meeting him, you think, what in the world am I doing with my life? I think Billy Graham met him and thought, I'm not doing anything. The guy is incredible. But, I mean, it shows you can take anything, whatever it is you're doing. God knows, you know, what you're dealing with, you know, you with dogs, stuff like that. And God obviously can use anything. He even used me in radio. I mean, if that doesn't boggle the mind, I just say dumb things and he can use them. So it's like my gift.
Wow, it's a miracle.
So, yeah, it's basically Praveen's fault for making us want to be better people.
He is an amazing guy. Where have your puppies ended up?
All over the country. We have puppies in California, puppies in New York, Maine, Florida, Texas, Washington, Washington, the state, and also in the DC area, all over. We had a family contact us from Israel that will be getting a sheepadoodle from us.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Do they all know about the mission when they reach out to you, or is that something that they learn later on?
I think a lot of people do hear about us because of our mission. But I know that a lot of people just find us because they're looking for a puppy. And, you know, sometimes we have people who really are excited and thrilled to death about the mission. And sometimes people could care less.
Okay. Quite the range.
Yeah. Well, besides the obvious mission that these puppies are on, how does Doodle Alliance differ from other dog breeders other than a really cool name?
Well, we are anti-puppy mill, which means we inform people about the cruelty within puppy mills and we offer a solution. I really believe that we're raising the bar for the way that dogs are bred. I have the peace of mind that know that when someone adopts from us or from one of our alliance homes, that's one less sale for a puppy mill and one rescue child taken care of for over 6 months. One thing that really blows people's mind is that by the time the pups are about 3 weeks old, they are already trained to use a designated potty area in their rearing area, which is amazing because we just provide the right tools for them to naturally keep their den clean. And so that goes a long way. When they go home, they do really well with potty training because they have a good concept of keeping their den clean.
Wow. I think I was 5 when that happened.
Sorry. You're a slow learner. Well, I cannot wait to meet these genius Chick-fil-A puppies. Don't go away because when we come back, we're going to introduce you to all of the Chick-fil-A puppies and tell you how you can bring one of them home.
Hey, it's Jim Mann here. Allison asked me to read you a few randomly selected 5-star reviews from our Apple podcast. What we got here? All right, here's one. Singing Cop's Wife writes, "We love Allison and Chick-fil-A. She is so great to listen to and keeps your attention." Yada, yada, yada. Okay, let's find something else. Here's Ashley B. Newman. "Love this new podcast, fine. Binge the episodes immediately. Allison is so sweet and joyful." Gosh, next. Kelly writes, "Allison is such a bright light. The podcast is funny and uplifting." Is my mic not working on these things? Anyway, I think you get the point. "So I need some of you to mention how much you love our podcast, especially that Allison, huh? She's great. Just click write a review in Apple Podcasts and tell everyone how awesome Allison is. J-I-M. Jim. It's not hard. It only takes a second. You can even do it while you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Order yourself some extra waffle fries as your reward for helping us out. That Allison, she's something, isn't she?
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. Well, make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at ChickfilAPodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's KIDMASK, all one word, or ADULTMASK, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at ChickfilAPodcast.com.
All right, well, welcome back. I think we lost Allison.
So cute.
And she's not talking about me. But we all have little doglets in our hands, and they're so cute.
They're the cutest things ever. Sorry, I'm going to try not to talk an annoying pitch, but it's really hard.
It's too late.
Because the puppies are here.
All right, Christian.
Sorry.
We need a grown-up here. Can you share the cute little names for these dogs?
Yes, I would love to. So we have 8 girls, 3 boys, and we have Truett, Kathy, Nugget, Polly.
You get that one?
Polynesian.
Polly after your favorite sauce. Yep.
Waffle, Pickles, Dream, Sunday, Georgia, Small Fry, or Fry Guy, and Chunk.
No market salad, huh? Or kale?
Come here, little market salad. Well, I don't know about that, Jim.
It's so good. Healthy. It'll be the healthiest dog.
Oh, those are such cute names. I love them all. I don't know which one I would choose. They're so cute. And can you talk about the fact that these are sheepadoodles? Maybe tell us a little bit about that breed.
Yeah, absolutely. So the sheepadoodle is half Old English sheepdog and half poodle. And both breeds are very smart and intelligent and beautiful. And when you breed the two together, you just have a really sweet, wonderful, beautiful, amazing dog that looks like a little cow.
Oh, because they're black and white.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so precious. I can barely hold a thought other than this is the cutest thing.
Other
I've
than
ever
the
seen.
Cow part, maybe I'm a sheepadoodle.
Wow, Jim.
No? No, well, just...
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
This one is just full of kisses, aren't you?
Could be because you're holding them up to your face.
Is this a boy or a girl that I'm holding?
That's Polly.
Oh. Polly. Oh, aren't you precious? So how can someone bring one of these into their home?
Well, the first step is to go to our website, which is www.doodlesmakingadifference.com. And look over our website and go to the adoption process. And on there is a button that says start the adoption process today. And when you click on that button, it allows you to fill out a puppy application. And after you fill out a puppy application, we'll be in touch with you within 2 business days. And we do have a waiting list, but sometimes we have puppies available. So, But typically, you have to wait for one.
Oh!
If I drew a picture of these, would it be a doodle drawing?
A doodle of a doodle?
Yeah. Just a thought.
What about a doodle of a doodle doodling?
Oh. We'll be doodling all day.
Wow. I think this might be the first ever litter of Chick-fil-A puppies. I don't know. Have you ever heard of it before?
I've never heard of it. I think you're right.
Well, wouldn't it be cool if a member of the Kathy family adopted one of these sheepadoodles?
They should. I mean, it would be the perfect Chick-fil-A mascot.
It really would.
Yeah. They don't smell like chicken. They smell like puppies in a good way.
I know. Oh, they're so cute. Well, we're going to take a break so we can play with puppies and I can talk in this voice a little more.
Oh, my goodness.
Stick around, though. You won't want to miss the rest.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages. at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit Chick-fil-A Podcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You've got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's Chick-fil-A Podcast.com/shop.
Welcome back. Well, not only is Christian passionate about puppies as the founder of Doodle Alliance, she's also kind of obsessed with Chick-fil-A. You actually remember when Chick-fil-A came to town, right?
Yes, I do. I was 12.
Oh, good memory.
Wow, you should call it Doodle-fil-A. That's a new name.
There you go.
It's just a thought. Well, it is time, speaking of thought, it's time for Food for Thought. Christian, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You studied and everything?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Good. Just like me in school. Okay, here we go. Have you ever worked at a Chick-fil-A?
No, but my sister has.
That doesn't count. If you did work at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
Cook.
Oh, nice one. So you can eat the stuff?
Right, yeah.
I get it. What's your favorite sauce?
The honey roasted barbecue.
Oh, got a different answer that time. That guy's the first for that.
Yeah.
If you can only order one menu item for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The waffle fries.
What menu item have you never tried? Don't say market salad.
I think I've tried them all.
Oh, good one. Yes. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
Every year.
You're Allison's kind of girl. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Oprah.
Good one. We'll give her a call. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Too many.
How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
A little over 11,000.
Red status!
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Okay, here's the most important one. Team Nuggets or Team Strips?
Nuggets.
Nice! So you have two boys, a girl on the way.
Yeah.
So are they into dressing up like cows too?
Like it or not, they do it every year.
Like it or not?
They're used to it. They never complain. They always are excited about Chick-fil-A Day.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, Christian, this has been such a joy. Nugget, sundae, Kathy, all the rest.
Market salad.
We can't wait to see where you end up. If you want to see all these adorable puppies, head to our social media at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. Many of these pups are sporting our custom doggy bandanas, which are available in our fan shop at Chick-fil-A Podcast.com/shop. Christian, tell us again where people can connect with you.
At www.doodlesmakingadifference.com. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram under Doodles Making a Difference.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.